This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Stay-at-home mom or working mom, which is better? You know, people have some really strong opinions about this, whether it's about, you know, dedicating yourself to stay and raise your kids and be at home, or there are some individuals who are very career driven and they feel that, you know, you need to contribute and you need to be part of society and you need to be working. And so this actually, creates sometimes a lot of tension, a lot of judgment between women, and men have like really strong opinions about this as well. If they want to, you know, marry someone who wants to commit to raising the kids and being at home, or a, you know, career oriented woman. And so the question of which is better is actually, it's a trick question, right? Because it's not about which is better, but which works better for your life, right? Because each person has different circumstances. Being able to choose to, let's say, stay at home and raise your kids. That's something when my kids were little, I really valued that. I was there. I was, you know, they were the focal point. And there are individuals, and as they got older, I was able to, commit to working and applying myself in that way. Now, there are some individuals that it is due to their circumstances that they do need to work. They need the two household income. And when someone is doing that, or they're single moms, right? They're individuals, they have gotten divorced, and they need to make a living. So it's not about evaluating and saying which is better, which is worse. It's not, and that's what I want to get to, is that we really need to stop judging one another. We need to stop being critical, because each person's circumstances is different, right? And we need to be able to look beyond our criteria of what is maybe successful or what is the best thing to do, and really evaluate it based on the person's circumstances. And I can say, from a psychological perspective, if you have the option and you are able to spend the first few years, especially during those developmental stages, at home where you are with your children, if you have that option, then that is an excellent way to contribute to raising your kids. And it's an investment, right? You put the time in and then it will pay off in the future. If you don't have that option and you definitely need to work and you are doing it as a way, there's like more power to you, because it's not easy. It's not easy. And I know that for most, most women, they want to be there with their kids. They want to, you know, experience those moments. But they're just, because of circumstances, I've known, individuals. I had one lady I knew, she had 6 kids, and she couldn't just stay at home. She was raising the kids on her own, and she had to work. And that is truly admirable. And what I always say to individuals, to clients who come in, and they feel a bit torn, they feel like, I want to be at home, but I need to work. And I say, it really is not about, it's not about the amount of time that you spend with your children. It is about the quality. It's about that time where you really connect, because some mothers can be home all day long and they're on social media, they're not connected to their kids in any way, shape, or form. So it's not necessarily about the amount of time you have, and it requires different things, right? So when you are, and I've had the unique experience of being both a stay-at-home mom when my kids were little, and when I did work, it was really catered around their schedule. It was at a time maybe my husband was home, he could be with the kids, and I was able to do my work at that time, but it wasn't like full-time at all. It was very part-time at the very beginning. And I had the experience of working full-time, overtime, weekends, all of that. So what's really important to keep in mind in these experiences is that I know when I was a stay-at-home mom and I had little kids, there was this feeling of, okay, my husband, when he comes home, I want to pass the baton, because it's like, you know, you're exhausted. You feel like, oh my gosh, I need a break. I need a conversation with an adult. I need to, you know, and you just really feel that now. And sometimes, you know, many women feel like, okay, their husband, they've had it easy. They've been at work. Now you need to come in and contribute. Okay. So I know that mindset. And I also know the mindset of, let's say I've done a really long, put in lots of hours of counseling and having to deal with, you know, whether it's marriage counseling or people having major issues, and I come home and I may be drained, I may be exhausted. And there's that point where I'm coming home and I'm just feeling like, gosh, you know, I have reached my threshold, right? So at that moment, it is more about like, gosh, I can't like stretch any further. I can't give more, right? And having that perspective is very helpful. And I really try to help clients understand each other, the husband and wife, understand where the wife is coming from, because I have experienced it. I know that feeling of like pure exhaustion when you haven't had a chance to take a shower, when a shower is an actual luxury, and you just, you know, you've been running around after your kids, and it's like, it's very, very demanding. And I try to get the husbands on board to recognize that, look, you know, you spend a few hours with your kids and you're exhausted. She does this every day, all day long. And so you really need to relieve her. So this is very critical for husbands to recognize. You need to recognize how hard your wife is working, how much effort she's putting. Show appreciation. Give her a break. Give her me time. Let her go take a shower for peace, you know, in peace, and not have to like do a peekaboo game every 2 minutes, right? Make sure that your wife is getting some of that just quality time for herself. That's so critical. Take a nap. She needs to take a nap. She needs to, you know, read something, go with a friend. I mean, these are very, very critical. And if you do that for your wife and you recognize the effort that she's putting in and you show that love and you're like, you know what, I've got this. You go take care of yourself, whatever it is. Don't be, you know, don't nitpick about how long she's going to be gone for, and huff and puff, or maybe remind her of your effort. Just be kind and let her have that time off. Now, for the women who have their husbands come home and you're ready to, you know, pass the baton, I get where you're coming from, right? But also understand that he wasn't at a picnic. He wasn't just hanging out. And I know sometimes it feels like, you know, you feel like they're at a picnic compared to what you've had to do with the spit up and the diaper change and all of that. But in reality, he's working really hard. There's a lot of pressure at work. And I have understood and appreciated the effort that my husband has always put in being at work. And maybe I didn't understand it fully until I started working full time. I started feeling the pressures, the hours, the responsibilities. And sometimes that can really weigh you down. It makes you feel like, my God, it's just, you need time to decompress, right? That time to decompress is so critical. When I come and I walk through the door, the last thing, sometimes if it's been a hard day and I've been stressed out, the last thing I want is a list of to do, right? And so you got to be concerned about that. Show a little bit empathy, you know, show a little bit of appreciation. When I'm given that, let's say the love, the appreciation, when I walk in and there is that concern about how I'm doing, and you know, and I have, whether it's my husband or my kids, showing that love and, you know, wanting to take care of me in some way, it lights me up. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, tabarakallah. So we have to have that understanding, and it can't be one way or the other. It can't be every single day. Let's say you get that me time with, you know, your husband comes home and can take the kids and you have your me time. And it can't be every day that you come and you get to decompress, because there are times you need to come and you step in, right? And say, I got this. You go. You've had a long day, because you know what? ends up happening, if you don't do this for each other as husband and wife, if you're not there and recognizing that, oh, my spouse really needs some time off right now, I really need to step up and be there for them. If you don't recognize that, what's going to end up happening is a lot of resentment, built up frustration, and it's just like, they're like, what's the point? But when you show that little bit of sensitivity, when you show that I really want you to be at your best, and it's not just all about me, right? I am sensing your stress. I sense your pressure, and I want to relieve you. I want to relieve you. And you got to, you know, there was a motto I came up with, I was like PTA president in Egypt, and it was, do what you can, when you can, together we can make a difference. And I think this applies in marriages, right? Do what you can, when you can. It can't always be 50-50. It can't always be like, I itch your back, you itch my back. It won't be like that. Sometimes it's got to be 80-20. Sometimes it's got to be, you know, you just have, like, you got to go with the flow and do whatever you can. So inshallah, we can be very, very empathetic towards one another, be there, and really show that sense of concern. And I would invite you to sign up for a free video series. It is Ramadan Relationship Repair. Ramadan Relationship Repair. This is about improving your marriage during Ramadan, but I say start earlier, right? We've got how many days? It's like 9 days until Ramadan almost. And so this is a good time to find peace within yourself, find some rhythm within your relationship, so that once Ramadan starts, you're going to be in a right state of mind. You're going to be able to get along, talk to each other. There's not a cold war. There's not a fighting match. So if you sign up for Ramadan Relationship Repair under halabanani.com in courses, and it's all for free. I want to help you out so that your Ramadan, inshallah, will be much better. Take good care, and thank you for joining in. Assalamu alaikum.